بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب الدعاء للميت بعد دفنه والقعود عند قبره ساعة للدعاء له والاستغفار والقراءة. This is a chapter on making dua for the deceased after his burial. After his burial, to make dua for the mayyit by remaining at his grave for a little while, to make dua to seek forgiveness on his behalf and to recite Quran. عن أبي عمرو وقيل أبو عبد الله وقيل أبو ليلى عثمان بن عفان رضي الله عنه قال كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا فرغ من دفن الميت وقف عليه وقال استغفروا لأخيكم وسلوا له التثبيت فإنه الآن يسأل. رواه أبو داود. عثمان رضي الله تعالى عنه reads that when رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, on the completion of the burial, once the body was buried, the deceased was buried, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would stand at the qabr and he would say that seek forgiveness for your brother, istaghfiru li akhikum, and ask for tathbeet, means steadfastness for him. So the person is standing by the qabr, is making dua for his brother or whoever has passed away, and then he tells the people around that seek forgiveness, make istighfar for your brother, and ask for steadfastness for him because he is currently and presently being questioned. So we know when the person is buried, then the angels come and ask three questions: Man Rabbuk, Ma Deenuk, Man Hada Rajul, what is your, who is your Rabb, and what is your Deen, and who is this person, referring to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Three questions are going to be asked to every person who leaves this world and is buried. So at that time, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, make istighfar on behalf of your brother and ask Allah to keep him steadfast when he is going to be asked these questions. He must have tathbeet. And because that's the time when he is going to be questioned by Munkar and Nakir. So either his qabr will become a garden of the gardens of paradise or it will become a pit of Jahannam. So at that time, the person requires dua. And it's important that when the deceased is buried, there is a time we should be standing there and making some istighfar on his behalf or dua for him, or you could recite some Quran. On Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhum, قال, إِذَا دَفَنْتُمُونِي فَأَقِيمُوا حَوْلَ قَبْرِي قَدْرَ مَا تُنْحَوْ جَزُورٌ وَيُقَسَّمُ لَحْمُهَا حَتَّى أَسْتَأْنِسَ بِكُمْ وَأَعْلَمَ مَاذَا أُرَاجِعُ بِهِ رُسُلَ رَبِّي. رواه مسلم. قال الشافعي رحمه الله تعالى ويستحب أن يقرأ عنده شيء من القرآن وإن ختم القرآن عنده كان حسنا. So in this hadith or this incident, Amr ibn As رضي الله تعالى, he tells his family members that when you bury me, then stand by my around my qabr for that duration of time that it takes to slaughter a camel, and the meat is then distributed. So for that period of time, when the animal is slaughtered, of course, it's skinned, the camel is slaughtered, it is skinned, and then it is made into pieces, and then that meat parcels are distributed. For that amount of time, he has requested his family members to stand there and to make dua. He says, because this is the time I can gain some comfort and solace from you standing there, and I will be able to reply to the angels of my Rabb. So when the mayyit is being buried, then the family members, especially those who are close, after the burial, everybody leaves the qabrastan, we should stand there for a little extra while, and it gives the mayyit some type of solace and comfort. In this hadith we understand that Amr ibn As radiallahu anhu, he requested this for his family members to stand there, so that when he is going to be questioned, it becomes a bit easy for him. In other words, when we're going to be standing there, we will make dua for him that, oh Allah, keep him on iman. Allahumma sabbithu ala al-iman. Allahumma sabbithu ala al-iman. Allahumma sabbithu ala al-iman. We're making dua for his steadfastness. So it will assist the person in some way or the other to give the correct answers to the angels. Imam Shafi rahmatullahi alayhi used to say that it is mustahab that some portion of the Quran be recited, the one surahs or two surahs, many times the surah Yasin, whatever it is. In fact, he says if they're able to recite the whole Quran by the deceased, then that is best. Whatever we are able to do, whether it's qiraat, whether it's some Quran we're reading, so whether it's some dua, istighfar, we should be doing that. So it will benefit the mayyit when he leaves this world. Allah give us tawfiqin in that to make amal wa akhiru da'wan. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma, bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.